prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. For the home games tonight and Saturday, the first 500 couples to enter Allstate Arena receive a box of Fannie Mae chocolate and a beautiful rose. For tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com. Starting out west in Vancouver, the Blackhawks fell to the Canucks last night 3-0, and the Hawks' losing streak now up to 5 games. And the Hawks are 6 points back of Arizona for the final wild card spot in the Western Conference. Hawks can try to snap their losing streak against the Calgary Flames. That one coming up Saturday night. College basketball last night, Northwestern lost their 8th straight. They were blown up by Michigan 79-54. Cats dropped to 1-12 in the Big Ten. Also, Loyola beat Evansville 73-66, and Bradley topped Indiana State 72-61. Over to Major League Baseball, it was an inauspicious start to spring training yesterday as the White Sox pitchers and catchers reported to camp. GM Rick Hahn reported 3 injuries already, albeit minor ones. Lucas Giolito has a muscle strain in his rib area. Yasmani Grandal has a calf strain, and Gio Gonzalez is dealing with a sore shoulder. Hahn says they should all be ready for the opening of the season. Finally, in the NFL, the Browns' Myles Garrett has had his suspension lifted. He ended up serving 6 games for striking Mason Rudolph with his helmet. And the Bengals and quarterback Andy Dalton are working together, reportedly on a trade, to get Dalton out of Cincinnati. This update brought to you by Campland RV. RV buying made easy. It's Campland RV's annual RV open house, February 21st through the 23rd. Don't miss your chance to receive discounted RV show prices on select models. Call us at 219-787-1040 or visit our website at camplandrv.com for details. Campland RV, RV buying made easy. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Fisher Oven Roasted Never Fried Snack Nuts. Yar, never fried, nothing to hide.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
It's a tough business where you want the superstars. You want to do what the Clippers are doing and the Lakers are doing, but we're realistic right now. We're not in that position. We hope that in a couple years, with the development of these young guys, players around the league view us as a destination port where they can win at the highest level. And I believe we'll be there if our young guys perform the way we hope they will.
Middays on The Score.
Oh, that seems like a long time ago. That was John Paxson on July 1st.
Of 2019?
Yeah.
That July 1st? Oh, sweet God.
Yeah.
That feels like a long, long time ago with all the places the Bulls season have been this year. My God.
So I've been thinking about this, looking at how Chicago is going to be the center of the NBA universe and how what's conspiring here with temperatures, et cetera. Let me ask you something. This is something that I learned, and that is absolutely true. And you will go through this someday with your kids when your kids start trying to pick out a college. and you start...
My kids will be ready to pick out the college about the time the Bulls get an elite NBA free agent.
Well, right, and your kids, obviously, the college is going to be underwater.
Yes.
Somewhere.
It's well, my kids don't exist. Right. Neither will most of America's coastline, and college will be just, you know, like a one-room schoolhouse.
A floating or underwater yep. school somewhere in Antarctica. But regardless of that, you will find once you get your cloud of schools and you find you know the grades, you know the scores, you know what's in play, and then you start to winnow it down, and then you say, okay, where are we going to go visit? And they do their research, and they read about the schools, and they look at the programs, and where they can go overseas and study abroad, and what caters to them, and how they can see themselves in among this particular community. You know what is the single biggest deciding factor as to where your kid goes to college?
Price?
Nope.
Okay.
Outside of that.
Wait, outside of price.
All else being equal, if you say, kid, it's up to you, you can go anywhere, you're going to pick one of the places you visit. And maybe you know this from your college visits as well. What's the answer?
I don't know.
It's the weather on the day you visit.
No. Oh, that was not the case for me. It was, I visited Madison on a day that might have been 7 degrees.
Okay.
Ended up going there because, you know, I got sat down at one point before her and said, son, it's an in-state school and we have in-state money, so you're going in-state.
But if you know going in that any of the schools you visit has an equal chance and wherever you want to go, you can go, it is the weather
then hell yeah.
on the day that you visit. And the reason that I say that is because it's going to be -2 tomorrow. Yes. And it's snow on the ground, and we've got all of the salty slush and everything that's going on. This is your forward-facing advertisement for everyone in the NBA to your basketball life in Chicago.
Yep, that's what it is. For most of the year, it feels a little bit like this.
Right.
It's still going to be the center of the NBA universe. Well, the center of a lot of different universes.
I know it is, but think about it. If you are a kid... If you're and at some point you're facing this decision about you know the Bulls have all this money out there. How was it that All-Star weekend? Oh, it was -2.
Not great.
How was Miami? Better?
Well, I think players are still planning to have the weekend they always plan to have. I was talking to somebody who knows a little something about LeBron's party plan for the weekend and how exclusive and restricted that is. You know, not even relatives get into this thing. You've got to have connections. You have to basically be LeBron.
Oh, there's like a retinal scan.
To go to yeah, that's exactly what it is. I was just reading in the Trib. Jennifer Hudson is going to perform a Kobe Bryant tribute at the NBA All-Star Game. It just says she's going to sing a special tribute to Kobe and his daughter Gianna at Sunday's NBA All-Star Game. That's just one of many. Shaka Khan's doing the anthem. Chance the Rapper has the halftime show. He's there with Lil Wayne and DJ Khaled and Quavo. Like, those are names, man. You don't cancel parties when you've got those kind of people coming in to hang out and host the thing.
DJ Khaled.
What?
I'm sure he's a really nice guy, but there's something about DJ Khaled who he exists to have his name said.
It's pretty incredible, right?
Does he have a deal? Like, no matter where he appears, it's just like... All that happens is people say, I'm not sure what he does.
Mm-hmm.
I just know people say his name all the time.
Yeah, that's how he begins. You follow him on Instagram at all?
I don't.
It's like his job on Instagram is just to be rich.
Okay.
It's incredible. It's great work.
Well, he must have had something written in for his appearance in the movie Pitch Perfect 3, where his name has to be uttered a minimum number of times.
You know, I did not catch Pitch Perfect 3. Solid?
Awful.
Yeah.
Not as bad as Pitch Perfect 2, because that's one of the worst movies I think I've ever seen.
Also bad?
Yeah.
Oh, the first was so good.
The first was phenomenal. But yes, not great there, Bob. But as long as DJ Khaled is going to be the ubiquitous DJ. Or is it like the Goodyear blimp where there's like regional DJ Khaleds available that are stored at some regional airport?
If there were,
they bring in the localized DJ Khaled.
If there were multiple DJ Khaleds, you'd get the number one top of the list right. DJ. You get the actual DJ Khaled for the NBA All-Star Game this weekend.
So are all the regional ones, they just the last letter of the last name is, so it's like DJ, let's see, Virginia, you get DJ Column.
DJ Khaled.
Michigan, you get DJ Khaled.
It just seems like he's everywhere.
Kentucky gets DJ Call. you don't get the last couple of letters. It's just
Kentucky sends it right back out.
We don't.
Sorry,
we don't want none of this.
I'm leaving. Thank you. What are your top storylines in the NBA as we hit the All-Star break?
I'll tell you mine. Because, we'll talk to Kenny about it.
Absolutely.
Mine is, we don't know who's going to win the NBA championship.
You keep dismissing the Milwaukee Bucks just completely out of hand because
I'm not dismissing them out of hand, but I'm saying the Utah Jazz could win the NBA championship. They could. I mean,
yeah.
This is...
Yeah.
There yeah. are...
What? What's your Say the
I just don't think, unless there's like injuries to the LA teams, I don't see anybody other than one of the two LA teams coming out of the West. I just straight don't see it.
Okay.
So I think
that's absolutely fair.
There's three teams right now that I confidently say could win the title.
There's only three teams you think, so the Raptors are not on your list.
If I had to pick someone from outside the bubble, of those three, the Raptors are probably the team I'm choosing just because it's easier through the East than through the West. Even though I think Utah and Denver are probably as good of teams as them. But I just haven't seen it consistently enough from Denver or Utah to consider them legit. I don't trust this Houston thing once it gets to the playoffs.
No.
So I think it's three teams unless major injuries happen. Salute to at least the two LA teams.
Yeah, I think it's great that we've got this much competition sort of night in and night out, and the fact that there's so many young stars. There are so many guys who are arriving and mattering early. People don't have to sit on the end of a bench to learn the ropes. And so we're like, look, Miami's an unbelievable story.
I was just going to say Miami. I love the fact that it's not just that guy pulling people along. You've got Tyler Hero. You've got, pieces and places and stuff. Yes, of course. I mean, it's fun to watch a next group of players just kind of take these things. Luka Doncic, if you're talking about storylines in this NBA season, and obviously the biggest one coming up to this All-Star game here in town is going to be the league, I hope, celebrating Kobe Bryant, right? I hope that we have a note of celebration to things of honoring the guy, what he meant to the game of basketball. I hope that is done and done properly and done to everybody's fulfillment, I guess, really, because everybody there will have a Kobe story.
Mm-hmm.
And not just one where, they remembered watching Kobe or whatever. I mean, these guys, almost all of them played with him. There are so many guys who had their careers altered by his influence one way or another. So I hope there's, that's first and foremost on my mind when you hit the All-Star game. But I think about the young players, Luka Doncic specifically, who are barreling toward best player in the NBA kind of level. Giannis is already there. I mean, it's Giannis, Kawhi and Luka and all this. I mean, that is my storyline for the season.
Yeah, we're already, those of us who've watched enough basketball can be certain to know that Luka Doncic is going to be a Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah, two seasons in? Not even two seasons in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sold.
A healthy Luka is going to just sort of play his way into the record books.
Not for nothing. He'll probably need an extra boost in the second half of his career by some supporting talent in a similar way that Dwayne Wade needed it. You'll see him play. You'll see Luka Doncic, but because of the overall athleticism that isn't, he's not a jump out of the gym guy. He can throw it. I mean, it's not that it doesn't exist, but don't you think that guy, as he enters a second phase, will need a stronger push from someone else around him in a way that LeBron maybe hasn't?
Sure.
Maybe that's not fair, because even LeBron had to go find, or had to be in a situation with Kyrie and Kevin Love to go win a title against the Warriors.
Well, he was also punished for that too, remember? Because he was still being held to the hero ball standard of the era before, when people just didn't realize how much basketball was changing away from the isolation, my turn. We made a point that Kobe Bryant was really the last of that, bridging those generations, bringing one style of basketball into the next.
It's not going to sit well with me that people weren't acknowledging that at the time while they were playing a team that exemplified it, that showed you the change. Like, you're playing the damned Warriors, and they show you how this new era of basketball gets played, and yet everyone's still holding LeBron to those standards.
This segment is brought to you by the all-new Super Duper Slam, just $6.99 at Denny's. Introducing the Denny's Super Duper Slam with bacon, sausage, eggs, hash browns, and all-you-can-eat pancakes for just $6.99. The deal is so super, they just had to add a duper for a limited time. Price may vary. See you at Denny's. A texter from the 302 said, what a statement that is about Luca. And it's accurate.
Yeah. Look at the volume of what he's able to do. Look at the ways he's able to do it. We talked about this when the Mavericks came in and played the Bulls. He has this ability to let a defender just be at his hip, and he controls that defender, despite the fact that if I took a screenshot at any one point in time, you would tell me that that defender is in a decent enough position to guard that player.
It's a classic case of friends close and enemies closer.
Sure.
That as long as he's allowing you to sort of be on that hip, he's solved the problem of knowing where you are. That's a controllable piece. For a guy who has a next level understanding of basketball geometry, that's a win for him. To have you located where you are, it's like, okay, now that this piece is here, that's then going to be the way that I manage where the double teams might be coming from, or when I'm whipping a pass into the corner from an impossible angle because I'm feeling that guy flow to that spot.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing him a favor by staying on his hip.
So as we talk storylines heading into the NBA All-Star team with an All-Star game, rather, with Kenny Smith about to join us in studio here in the next couple of minutes, I thought, over the last 2 weeks or so, that leading into this, I would be disappointed that the Bulls are where they are as the league comes to town. I am no longer disappointed in it.
Why not?
Because I think it needs to be shown.
Oh, you're just saying.
I think the embarrassment. You need to see it. Well, I think it has to be blatant.
If that drives Michael Reinsdorf to radically alter the front office and remake the basketball side,
yeah.
Like Mike McGraw talked about, like Cowley's talked about, it's got to be more than just reassigning Gar Foreman. If you're going to go hire a president of basketball operations, mm-hmm. if you're going to find your Theo Epstein, if you're going to find your John McDonough, if you're going to go do that, and this embarrassment is a catalyst for that, I'm with you.
I completely flipped, and it was sudden, too. Like Tuesday or something, I just realized that maybe the better thing for this is for everybody to see it exactly the way it is, exactly with the problems that they've got. It's like I kind of flipped on Zach. I mean, I understand you and Rick have looked at his game and hope for more, and yeah, there are places where he could be a better all-around basketball player, but I look at the guy, and I can't help but feel sorry for him. I truly can't help but feel sorry for him, given what's put around him, the inability to stay healthy that everyone else on that roster has had, his coach who refuses to use him and then blames him when he does put his team ahead, when he does drop shots like that.
He has been the beneficiary of all these injuries in a lot of ways. When he's the only guy that can score.
No.
As far as his numbers, if you say, look, the guy's
average. He's put up points with guys on that roster as well.
However, a lot of that is because that has been at the expense of the development of Markkanen, and that's been part of the problem is getting all these pieces to fit together.
I don't think that's true last season, because LaVine puts up a whole bunch of points as Markkanen's out to begin the year, fills it up, then dies of exhaustion halfway through, and Lauri Markkanen did what? I mean, maintained a relatively steady level of performance while his other guy, who was asked to fill it up and maybe win a couple of games on the way, just ran out of gas?
Yeah, one of my great curiosities is going to see how, if Zach LaVine can be happy being not being the do-whatever-you-want scorer where he seems to be most comfortable.
So you think he's a selfish offensive player?
Yes, no, I don't. Because he's doing it now because he's the only guy who can score.
He has no other option.
Right.
But he is his game. And it's not because I'm saying he thinks in his mind, I'm selfish, I'm going to take my... It's just that's the nature of his game where he has to be trying to score to be most effective. And sometimes it means drawing another guy and finding somebody, but he's not a...
Right. But the way it was phrased made it sound like it was his conscious decision to say, screw these other guys, even when they're there, I'm going to do me, when really he's doing what he's been told to do, and what he's been in the position to do is being the lead guard. He's been put in a bad position because that's not what he does best.
Yeah, I don't think he enters a game with selfish motivations, and I don't think he's a bad teammate. I just think it's the actual nature of the way he plays that he's at his most effective when when the first option is how can I get the ball in the basket.
Yeah, I mean there are moments where he doesn't make the winning basketball play, and that comes off as selfish. But I think a guy, you know, there's a difference between ignoring that play and missing it. You know, not making that drop pass to Gafford as he's kind of running the rim with you when you've drawn the defender to your side of the lane and not just kind of like shoveling that off. That's a game winner.
Right.
You know, that's a handful of weeks. That's like 2 months ago. But I don't think that necessarily means he plays with selfish intent. It's just when he's asked to do everything and misses a couple of those plays, it's tough to make it look otherwise.
Looking forward to having a basketball conversation with Kenny Smith coming up in just a little bit. The weather, I'm sure, is complicating some things here. And I wonder how many flights are being canceled into O'Hare and or Midway that have to do with All-Star Game folks.
Oh, probably a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody.
Is that the most Chicago thing to be happening?
is the plane of companions? I assume it's like one big plane that comes
companion.
In.
Wasn't companion that, air.
Put him on, yeah. No, you can't that, have everybody
that,
on.
Didn't a national guy write that story last year?
Yes.
From that, I think it was, I forget which athletic writer, one of them did, of the story of being flown to All-Star City X, because that's going to be a profitable weekend for you.
Is this
you.
The professional companions?
Yes.
You're saying, well, yeah.
Well, sure, professional, I suppose. You wouldn't want, I mean, it's kind of, you got to diversify. Not just one plane, right? We've learned. You've got to make sure the landing times work correctly.
I had a really interesting conversation one year.
Now that's a hell of a designated survivor situation.
We were at the Super Bowl, and there was this little restaurant near our hotel.
Oh, sorry, there's too many on this line.
At the Super Bowl, and I was sitting at the bar, and there was a woman next to me who was, I mean, absolutely stunning woman. I mean, just remarkable. And I was talking to her, and she was explaining that she was in town for the Super Bowl, et cetera, and... And as the conversation is going on, there's certain things I'm starting to realize here. And she says, and I said, what brings you here? So I'm here in business. And we start talking. She says, I've got a relationship with several of the players who, and I said, oh, okay. I mean, couldn't have been more professional. Couldn't have been better. She probably went to Vassar for life. I mean, she was just, I mean, really, really, really very well spoken. But she was sort of explaining the economics of it, and she said, "This is a really important part of my business year."
Hey, man, you got to travel for work.
Yeah, that's what she was. She said, "This is a critical time. It's like tourist season in Lake Geneva. Right? When are you going to make your money?
You got to spot up,
right?"
Those are your opportunities.
You know,
it's like the Bears leaving Bourbonnais. You know, there's a reason that everybody's down there and spending money.
Yep. I get it.
That's fair. I just, you do have to spread everybody out over a couple different planes. I mean, you wouldn't just want to land one plane. You can't have that happen, especially with the weather coming around.
It'd be a fun plane to be on, though, wouldn't it?
That plane.
Or the least fun plane to be on, because that's they're getting set. That's the rest.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, this is the prep plane. They're just zoning out and watching like reruns of The Office or 30 Rock or something like that. Like everybody else on the plane. They're not interested in that.
Bernstein and McKnight, Sports Radio 670 WSCR. The score a little bit later on. We got a giveaway. We have a pair of day passes to the NBA crossover event at Navy Pier, February 14th through the 16th. But yeah, this is for potential free agents, for young people getting their first impression of a city, and it's going to be 0 degrees. You know, these kids who maybe someday down the line, their schema, when they think of Chicago, like think of how many places that you visited in your life where all you had was a snapshot of it. And it's hard to shake.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to shake that first experience someplace. Like, or it could be it's the opposite for me was when you hear about Seattle and all you hear about, the rain, it's always gloomy and rainy in Seattle. When the Bulls played the Sonics in the finals in 97, and we spent 4 or 5 days out there, not a cloud.
Really?
The entire time.
Really?
Not a cloud. And I said, oh my God, this city is phenomenal. Yeah. This weather is amazing. Everything is clean, and there's so many good restaurants. It's just, so my
my take on Seattle is very different than what people tend to say and think it is.
I did a Seattle trip back in the day, first job out of college, and was there for four or 5 days. It rained every day, and I still love the town. I mean, it was absolutely fantastic. Still, Dallas is that town for me.
Ugh.
Yeah, I don't.
There's no there there.
Some people tell you that they love Dallas.
Dallas is Schaumburg.
It was.
It's Dallas is mega Schaumburg.
I was in Dallas for New Year's Eve. And it was the most depressing thing that has maybe ever happened to me. Those 2-3 days, whatever the hell we were there for, plus the New Year's Eve in Dallas.
It's like the big hotels with the giant atrium ceilings.
It's just one hotel to the next to go hang out and celebrate and everything. It was like everybody was in for business. It was nobody actually lived in Dallas. It was awful.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever been to Fargo, but when you are...
I haven't.
When you are in Fargo in the last week of January and it is 26 below zero without wind chill. That is your impression of Fargo. And
are there other, let's be fair though, are there other impressions of Fargo?
I told you that's when they said there was this huge snowstorm coming and we were at the hotel in downtown Fargo and at like 4 PM, the bar starts filling up. I'm like, wow, this is a pretty good crowd for 4 PM in Fargo. And they said, well, yeah, the snow's coming. I'm like, well, yeah. Then, well, you'd rather be trapped in the bar than trapped at home. Okay.
Are those our only two options? Right? Yes.
Yes. Well, okay then. I guess we're here. I guess I'm trapped in the hotel bar. I guess there's worse places to be.
That sounds absolutely terrible.
Yeah, I'm never going back.
To Fargo?
No.
Promise?
Waste another year. No. Not happening.
But still, even if the impression of Chicago is 0 degrees, you get to come... This is where the history of the franchise, particularly the All-Star game here in town with Michael winning a dunk contest and everything, at least you have, and I think it'll matter to a lot of younger players to see it up close, to be in the building that's across the street from the building. But still, I think that'll matter for some players. And the NBA, the broadcast, I'm sure will certainly sell it.
There's an email here from the front lines from Matt who says, the swipe dating apps, yeah, I know, I'm 38, I'm divorced, not ideal. He said, are already insane.
Really?
And it being Valentine's Day tomorrow only exacerbates things.
Well, go get them.
Have at it, Matt.
Swipe right and see what happens.
Yeah, get it done.
You'll be a volume shooter in an instance like that, right?
Looking forward to our in-studio conversation with Kenny Smith coming up next on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
If you're in the market for windows, then you need to make the call that I did. I called Russ Armstrong, the owner of Chicago Window Guys, and they're different because they make and install all their own products. They offer a lifetime warranty on all parts and labor. I had a bunch of windows done recently, and it was great. Russ came to the house, and he measured some things, and he said, okay, I'm going to have a guy come out and check this and this, and then he did, and then Russ said, okay, I'm going to make the windows, and then my guy's going to put them in. Let's schedule a time, and he is emailing me, says, is everything going okay? Anything else you need? Is everything fine? Tell me if there's any issues. And this is the kind of treatment that everybody gets when they deal with Chicago Window Guys. So call them today, 847-881-3060. The first 10 callers that mention my name, Dan, get 10% off the order. It could be a lot. So call now, 847-881-3060, and check out Russ's reviews at chicagowindowguy.com.
Geico presents, oh boy, another voicemail from your roommate. Hey, I got some bad news. Someone broke into our apartment and they took your TV and your computer. But what's most upsetting is they took my water bottle. Oh, wait, there it is. I was really worried for a second. Oh, they took your stereo, too.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if your roommate is only worried about her $2 aluminum water bottle. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Isaac, you missed the winning dunk and cost your team the championship. What are your thoughts?
I switched to Boost Mobile and got 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones. So even when we lose, I still win.
Isaac, the fans are burning your jersey.
Yup, the fans get it. My Boost Mobile network is en fuego.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get 4 lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data. And 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and 1 per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Get to Old Navy now for February's biggest style steal. 40% off all jeans and tees. Jeans started just $18 for adults, $12 for kids. With tees from just $7 for adults, $6 for kids. All jeans and tees are on sale, even your favorite rock star jeans. All jeans and all tees are 40% off right now. Don't miss out. Run into Old Navy and OldNavy.com today. Valid 211 to 221. Excludes in-store clearance jeans and tees. Active license and men's package tees.
This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse!
Tired of overpriced lunches that under-deliver on flavor? Head to Firehouse Subs, where for a limited time, you can get a $4.99 choice sub. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, or roast beef. They're custom-made hot subs at a price ready-made to make you smile. Just $4.99, only at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations plus tax, limited time offer, prices may vary for delivery.
When it comes to your bathroom, the shortest distance between outdated and updated is a trip to the Home Depot's Days of Doing Bath event. Like vanities up to 40% off, faucets from only $49, plus a wide selection of online bath products. Can't make the trip? We can deliver. It's a good time to be a doer and a saver. Now, at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Limited time only. Event end dates vary by store. See store for details.
Get to Old Navy now for February's biggest style steal. 40% off all jeans and tees. Jeans started just $18 for adults, $12 for kids. With tees from just $7 for adults, $6 for kids. All jeans and tees are on sale, even your favorite rock star jeans. All jeans and all tees are 40% off right now. Don't miss out. Run into Old Navy and OldNavy.com today. Valid 211 to 221. Excludes in-store clearance jeans and tees. Active license and men's package tees.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Showtime and Radio.com present All the Smoke, coming to Chicago for All-Star Weekend. Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson are behind one of the hottest new podcasts and want you to join them Friday, February 14th, as they welcome KG, Kevin Garnett, as well as the homecoming of Derrick Rose. Listen to The Score for your chance to win a pair of tickets to All the Smoke. Catch recent episodes of All the Smoke with Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Dwayne Wade, and the late Kobe Bryant. All the Smoke, available on Radio.com and video on the Showtime Basketball YouTube channel.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago's sports station.
All RJ Zawoski has gone down to meet the Kenny Smith contingent as they arrive, and we look forward to bringing him up as soon as he gets right to the building. He will be right up here and on the air. But right now from you, Mr. McKnight, I need a number.
Oh, I can do that for you. Let's go with three.
One, two, three.
Caller three to the contest line. It has to be the contest line because otherwise it doesn't work. Nope. And I go there, I see phones light up, and I go into the other room and I hear Jay Zawoski say, yeah, you gotta call the contest line. 312-591-6700. Caller three wins a pair of one-day passes to the NBA crossover event at Navy Pier, February 14th through the 16th. Enjoy player appearances, music performances, product drops, and more. For details, visit nbaevents.com/allstar or download the NBA Events app.
Yeah, if you call the contest line, you get a chance to go to the crossover event. You call the other line, you're just going to be stuck talking to us.
Yeah, you don't want that.
You don't want that. Right? That's not why you called.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves for the home games tonight and Saturday. The first 500 couples to enter Allstate Arena receive a box of Fannie Mae chocolate and a beautiful rose. For tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com.
You know, we were kicking around NBA storylines as the All-Star break is upon us and the All-Star game is here in town. We're going to talk to Kenny Smith, TNT broadcast, in just a little bit here. But one of them for me has to be the Pelicans. And I understand that Zion has only played a handful of games, but he was the youngest player to go for 35-5 in less than, I want to say it was 30 minutes. I think it was less than 30 minutes of playing time. First guy to ever do that.
Wow.
And it's just kind of commonplace. You know,
he's Adam Mokoka.
No, he's no Adam Mokoka. Of course he's not. Thank God for that. But when we start looking around the league for, I don't know, let's just call them jump-started rebuilds.
You can, to use a neutral term.
Whatever phrase you'd like to kick around here.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. That's one I'm interested in. That's one I'm interested in the building of. And even if you want to take the shot at me for looking at that as a jump-started rebuild by saying they lucked into a Zion Williamson number one overall draft pick.
That's part of it.
Okay. That is part of it. And you have to make that draft pick hit as you're, you know, beginning this thing. But they were interesting without Zion. I mean, even in the games leading up to his debut, sure, they lost a handful and clearly didn't have the run of talent.
They were beating the Bulls without Zion.
Yeah, right? Certainly did. And they didn't have guys to close games. You know, they didn't have the depth of guys to close games. Fine, I get that. And they got waxed a couple of nights too. But they were a lot more interesting even without Zion than a lot of people thought they would be. And there was a serious conversation heading up to the trade deadline about whether or not, this is about a week before the deadline, maybe a week and a half, about whether the Pelicans should go out and add a couple of things, despite the fact that they're a couple of games off the eight spot. I think it's like eight or something, or five or something like that. That's an honest conversation. And in year one of Zion, that's a better place to be than I've seen some other teams who have perhaps tried to jumpstart or rebuild.
Yeah, Ingram's an all-star. You know, you got a guy who got better, who took that next sort of incremental jump. And I have to say this, I don't have the numbers in front of me. Lonzo fixed his broke-ass jumper. Like, that looks better. And it's not just that, even just to the eye, that how he's releasing it, how he's doing all this, looks better to me. He's a good player.
The funny thing is, another one of those rebuilds is the one that they're chasing for the 8 seed in Memphis. Because Ja Morant is a thing. Rookie point guards, 95% of the time are bad. And it doesn't mean they're going to be a bad player. It's just, it's a lot.
It's hard to be a good rookie point guard.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the fact that he's able to do what he does, Jaren Jackson has added the three to his game while being a solid rim protector. Brandon Clark, they took in the 20s this year, is a little older, but that's a guy that's real. So Memphis is another example of that.
We're going to take a real quick timeout, and we see that Kenny Smith has arrived, so we'll talk to him next on The Score.
Saturdays from 8:30 to 9. Don't miss Early Odds with Score Guy and nationally renowned gaming expert Joe O. Featuring the latest odds, wagering, and gaming info you need.
Legal sportsbooks will be launching here in Illinois soon. I promise. Get the most up-to-date info on Early Odds.
Early Odds with Joe O on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
Get to Old Navy now for February's biggest style steal. 40% off all jeans and tees. Jeans start at just $18 for adults, $12 for kids. With tees from just $7 for adults, $6 for kids. All jeans and tees are on sale, even your favorite rock star jeans. All jeans and all tees are 40% off right now. Don't miss out. Run into Old Navy and OldNavy.com today. Valid 211 to 221. Excludes in-store clearance jeans and tees. Active license and men's package tees.
Today's horoscope brought to you by Geico.
Capricorns, today is a perfect day for romance and fun-filled activities with your partner. And by fun-filled activities, we mean shopping for car insurance. Luckily, you'll find that switching to Geico could save you hundreds of dollars a year. You'll keep this day of romance going at the hardware store by arguing for half an hour over the color of your backsplash. Love is indeed in the air, Capricorns.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
If you have kids or pets, sooner or later you'll need new carpet. And right now, the Home Depot has you covered. With an unbeatable selection of carpet that walks the walk, in-store, or even easier, online. Durable and low maintenance, pet-proof, life-proof, and right now, installed for free. It's a good time to be a doer, thanks to free carpet installation at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. $599 minimum purchase of $1 or more per square foot. Valid through May 6, U.S. only.
This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse!
Tired of overpriced lunches that underdeliver on flavor? Head to Firehouse Subs, where for a limited time, you can get a $4.99 choice sub. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, or roast beef. They're custom-made hot subs at a price ready-made to make you smile. Just $4.99, only at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations plus tax, limited time offer, prices may vary for delivery.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall.
Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. Newly elected Hall of Famer Jimbo Covert.
I know Leroy Selman said one time you were the best he ever played against. Who was the best you ever played against? Was there ever anybody that gave you problems?
Oh, geez. I think Leroy was the best I ever played against. Huh. But, you know, I played against so many guys in practice.
Right.
You know, I mean, Richard Dent's one of the best guys I've ever played against. Played against him on practice. But if I'm playing against him in a game, which is a little bit different speed, I'd probably say he's the best. I mean, Dan Hampton. You know, I never saw a guy have so many pass rush moves in one pass rush because he was so good at it. I mean, he'd go under your underarm and then club you back the other side. And, you know, I mean, he, you know, in college, when I was, in college, you'd see a guy, he'd make one move, he didn't get to the quarterback, you know, you shut it down. I mean, you know, those guys, when I got there, were just, you know, exceptional, and Dan was one of them.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The Sacramento Kings select Kenny Smith from North Carolina.
This is Kenny Smith.
Is this one two-hand bounce between the legs and then get it off the backboard and dunk it?
Yes!
Now see, that's good. That's big time right there.
Scottie Pippen takes Wood into the lane and it's stripped by Kenny Smith, bursting all the way to the hoop for the dunk.
I'm about to watch Kenny Smith because he's going to do something unbelievable right
pass
here.
Pass to Jordan, stolen by Kenny Smith, and he's got a run out dunk.
There it is last weekend. There it is, baby. There it is. It doesn't get better, you know, when the best player in the world comes and kisses you on the top of the head.
Kelly throws it to Smith, looking for the three. He's been on fire and hits. He's tied the game at 110 with 1 6/10 seconds remaining. And that is an NBA Finals record for Kenny Smith. That's his seventh from downtown.
It takes you back. So those highlights, you know, mentioning alongside the dunk over George Mikan.
Oh, yeah.
We all remember the movie put on Bob Kierland to get to the basket.
I'll tell you, man, whoever your guy is editing, I need him to edit our stuff for TNT, man.
That would be Rick Camp.
That's Rick Camp.
They
find that like the silliest highlights of me on TNT. I remember the moments that he pulled.
You should have heard him this morning in the meeting, Kenny. He's sitting down and talking about some stuff. He's like, we gotta get into it with Kenny. He was in dunk contests.
Well,
man.
You know, it's not hard to find good stuff on me. I'm just saying.
Just have to want to,
just
right?
Just got to want to.
Kenny Smith is on Twitter, at The Jet on TNT, a part of...
Well, just say, at Kenny Smith. You can find me.
Okay.
Yeah. On our Instagram.
Instagram, right.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's the 30th anniversary of the Sports Emmy Award winning Inside the NBA, NBA studio analyst for Inside the NBA. In my book... Just great television, always. Just appointment television, no matter what's going on. You guys have figured out the secret sauce of whatever it is to do that, to be yourselves, to be not be forcing anything. There is an honesty and a transparency there that just jumps through the television.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, we have a lot of fun. This is, like you said, we've been doing it over two decades now. And we've got to see a lot of great moments in sports, in basketball. So, and be part of them in a way. A lot of times people are now connecting what we say to what happens. So it's like, that's pretty cool. So like even as silly as if someone makes a mistake, they say, oh, he shacked it. Like it's all, being part of the fabric of the game is always good.
Well, you guys are part of the conversation and part of a give and take and a reaction too. I mean, yeah. Whether it's Joel Embiid and some fairly, I think, fair criticism of how he's played and how the league views him, that's been a big topic of conversation for you guys of late. And I wonder if that's, you know, if you guys check yourselves just a little bit before that kind of thing happens.
No.
Or if you believe it is, you know, part of the job.
No, that is the job. You know, there's no checking what your basketball acumen should be. Like, For me, it's kind of like I'm never going to question anyone's passion, their heart, or their desire. I can't measure that. But damn, you didn't get on the box three times. You shot eight threes and you missed all. Like, I could pull film and describe what that looks like. The other thing that most, I think, guys and teams at times get offended or they get happy when we talk is, like, most teams, let's say the Bulls, they're watching the Bulls. And what can we do to get better as the Bulls?
Bad for your health to watch the Bulls. That's you really shouldn't do that.
That's what
much.
They're doing. You said it, not me.
Yeah.
I believe it, but I heard you say it. But my job is to watch what Utah is doing, what Denver is doing, like the trends of the league. So I could see, like, I don't care what he's doing over there. The trend of the league is not going to allow that to happen. And I think when you're watching your own team, you forget that we're watching the league sometime, or you appreciate that we're watching the league and go, and when we compliment you, they go, yeah, they see it, they get it, they understand it. So I think that's where we kind of go from. We're not a Bulls fan or a Knicks fan or a Laker fan. We're a basketball fan.
How many teams can reasonably make a case for being able to win this year's championship?
I would say six teams. And you start getting to that Denver number, that's when you start going, oh, okay. And Philly,
Utah,
you know, Denver, Philly, Utah, that's, you know, and then, but you go Lakers, Clippers, Bucks, and then everybody else, you know, and then, but those second three are right there. They're really right there. And they just haven't like made the correct, adjustment. You know, like Philadelphia, they haven't made the correct adjustment, you know, and it's easy to see, but hard to do unless you're part of the culture to kind of beat it into, like Joel Embiid had that great game. But there has to be someone that's beating that into his mindset every day. And for some reason, it's not being this year than it was like it was last year.
What's the most important first step in changing a culture like that? Because I know a lot of Bulls fans would be interested in those first steps if only they'd take them.
Trust. Like, you have to have a voice that everyone trusts. I know that being part of championship teams and being on an Emmy Award-winning show, there's somebody you trust. So when you say something, you're not going out and going, hey, I just got this information. Hey, and you're going out. Say, hey, then the assistant coach go, no, they trust the voice, and then they're going to apply it. Then when it doesn't work, I don't mind if you go out and asking people. But there has to be that initial, like, I believe in this. And I'm going to try it, and then that builds a culture of winning, because when it works, then they block out all the outside noise, and then they start closing doors on everyone. And then they're like, no, we're just listening to these 12, 15 guys in this room. I'm not listening to my brother, my cousin, my friend from Idaho. Like, I'm focused and locked in, and that's what, you know, LeBron James has been a voice of trust for. So when he's in a locker room, that's why his teams have done so well. Like, they trust what he says. And so now they don't go out and say, well, maybe I shouldn't be here. That, to me, is the the first step of a winning culture, having a voice that you can trust.
Obviously, it starts at the very top. This is a league where ownership really matters. Mm-hmm. The commitment from ownership, the example set by ownership, not just what's said, but what's done obviously matters and how business is conducted. There have been recent reports locally here in Chicago that Jerry and Michael Reinsdorf are as close as they've ever been to considering some sort of restructuring of the front office. We don't know the depth or breadth of those plans. If right now you could name a guy to be president of basketball operations and given absolute full autonomy to remake the Bulls as he or she sees fit, who is that person, or who would a handful of those people be reasonably?
Could I change the question?
I don't know. I'm curious at the answer, though.
Because I'd like to change the question, because I say this. I know how powerful at times the voice of TNT and our job could be. And Charles and I, we vowed. So you would make me break a vow that he and I have.
Which is what?
That we would never say someone should get fired or replace them with someone when someone's there.
You're not saying that. You aren't saying that.
Yeah. Because
I can lawyer this. So
I'm telling you, this is my vow, because we said almost verbatim what you did like 8 years ago. The next day, the guy got fired. The next day. And so I was like,
you feel bad about it?
I did, because I was like, man, I didn't realize how. I said, Chuck, do you realize that that was not on people's radar until we said it? He's like, yeah, I know. No one's paying attention. I said, yo, he got fired today. And he's like, what? And so for me, you know, while Paxton's there, I'm not going to say, I will say what needs to be done. And I could tell you what needs to be done.
But I know you know the name of somebody in an organization who's going to be the next person.
How about that? I know the answer, what needs to be done, by the names that need to be in there.
Okay, lay out.
Even him.
All right, right now, in our theoretical world, you are that person. You have just been, you've got the Bulls in front of you. What do you need? I've got an unlimited budget. I can do whatever you need to do to get the Bulls back to contending to win titles.
Well, the first thing we have to know if Paxton actually has that autonomy to do that. He's got every resource that he needs. If he does, then now we're talking a different scenario. Okay. And so for him,
let's say
what now is, it's about, there's two ways to build a team. You got to build a team by free agency. And you said, when I walked in, what did you tell? Tell me what it said.
I said, I apologize for the weather, and I'm sick about what this is doing to the minds of potential free agents as they arrive, and it's below zero.
Right, because of the snow and the hard to get here and all of that. So now you say, can I build it that way through free agency? Or I build it, and the first thing I would show everyone in my championships, I'm like, you could be cold, but you're going to win. We've done that before. And then the other way, you know, because there's the Lakers and the Clippers who built it. Great free agents. These guys are. But the rest of the league builds it with a great eye for talent and a great player development. That's Milwaukee. That's Denver. That's Utah. Like, Donovan Mitchell is their best player. Like, Rudy Gobert is their best player. So you have to have people who have a great eye, or people who are around you with a great eye. So to me, there's two ways to build it. Am I a city that can attract the top guys and beg to be here? If I'm not that, then I'm going to have the best basketball acumen guys who are going to have their head down and not pay attention to the whispers. And so that, and at times you have to revitalize that, because like I said, the trends change in the league. So, like, now I need a guy who is probably a little closer to the millennial thought of view of the AAU system as well. I need someone in that realm, mm-hmm. because you got the LaMelo Balls coming into the league. You got the Zion Williamson. You know, you all of those guys, they come from a different mindset of basketball.
How does that manifest itself? What specifically rubber meets the road here? When you talk about that mindset, are they being coached differently?
No, both. They don't have a dream to play for the Bulls. They have a dream to play in the NBA. So they don't care if they leave your team.
Right.
They don't care at times to stay there. Like, that's not the number one priority for guys when they're reaching their free agency, is like, I'm going to stay where I started. That, because on AAU, they play on different teams. They play on different circuits. They play on the Adidas circuit, the Nike circuit. They play on Under Armour. They all these different things that they do. They don't. I see it firsthand every day. You know, I have AAU teams. It's different. The parents have a different mindset. Parents typically would be like, hey, how do you get my son to this university? The question is, how do you get my son to the league? It's a different mindset. Mm. You know, they're not thinking, like my mom was like, look, you're going to go to college and you're going to, if you don't graduate and if you don't get A's or B's in college, you're not going to get a car. No, there's that mindset is out of the window. And if you don't understand the
dynamic. Do we have the same parents?
Yeah, no, exactly. If you don't understand that dynamic of what's going on, you could just evaluate great talent and not understand the internal workings of how to make them motivated.
Talking with Kenny Smith of the TNT broadcast here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. You said, though, that one of the first things you do was show him the rings.
Yeah.
And let him know what won here.
Yeah.
Does that carry the same weight?
Yeah, championships win. Championships carry weight because you have to have them listen. Remember we talked, that was the first thing I said. They gotta have somebody they trust. And so when you walk in the arena and you see, you know, six championship trophies walking in, whoa, dude, I got to listen to you. I got to listen first. Now, I might not believe it, Red, but I got to listen. And when I talk about Jordan and I talk about Pippen, those, you know, I'm still wearing Jordan sneakers. You know what I mean? Those kids. They understand mainly what he did, but they understand the magnitude of who he is.
So Pat Riley still matters in that regard.
Oh, without question. That's why Pat Riley does it in Miami. Because he doesn't. I've heard a couple of good stories. I know Pat pretty well, but I've heard stories of when they come in free agency, even when he got LeBron, he never mentioned money. He only mentioned how you're going to win a championship. Mm. Like the whole meeting was about how you're going to win a championship, because if you're talking about money, and you're at that time the Miami Heat, it was a little bit different. So you got to talk about winning. You got to know what makes guys tick, and he has a good flow of millennials, older guys, straightforward. He has a good mixture of guys down there.
Talking with Kenny the Jet Smith, he's bringing his annual NBA All-Star Bash presented by JBL right here to Chicago, Friday, February 14th, 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Well, we'll see about that. I'll push that. At Morgan Manufacturing, it's a great venue. I've done some charity stuff there. That place is
cool.
Enormous and fun. It's fun. It's very, very cool.
Yeah, you know, I've been doing this is with JBL. It's been our, you know, primary sponsor for 4 years now, and they're a great partnership. But we've been doing this. It's kind of a celebratory of what the weekend's about. You know, I got tired of just everyone asking me to help me get into this. Can I help you get into that? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do my own event. I don't have to, in one night, Friday, it's the start of the weekend. I don't have to have anyone ask me anymore to get in anywhere because I've done it for you. And that's how it started. It really did. It started with like 200-300 people. And now we're, you know, like the staple for Friday night.
What's the most fun part of NBA All-Star Weekend that only you know about?
Ooh, the hotel lobbies.
Why?
Because it's like, before I was good at player, I was a fan. I was a kid who was chasing people down with autographs. I had every post of every thing. I wait outside of Madison Square Garden. Like, that was me. So it's like all of my trading cards are just walking around. They're like, you know, you see, oh, there's Dr. J. Oh, there's LeBron. Oh, there's Zach LaVine. Oh, it's just like a weird mix of like all of your trading cards. Yeah. Like, you know how you open your trading card and you go, oh, you're looking. Oh, I got him. I got him. Oh, I really didn't want him, but I got him. And those people are walking right to you, and it's just like a fun experience because, you know, I'm a fan.
What's amazing, we learned this when we were for the days that we were spending eulogizing Kobe Bryant and talking about his legacy. Did you know that in the history of the MVP award, only Wilt Chamberlain, Moses Malone, and Kobe Bryant are no longer with us?
Wow.
Every other MVP is alive.
Wow.
Bob Pettit is whatever he is, 77, living in Baton Rouge. When you talk about it, it's literally like everyone, right. All of the greatest players of all time are here with us.
Right.
And think about that.
Wow. I mean, that makes the tragedy of Kobe go a little bit deeper for me. But, man, but that's what makes the lobby. You know, I like you said, you see the great players. They're some of them are in wheelchairs and some of them still jumping over wheelchairs. You know, so it's like it's an unbelievable feeling, you know, to walk around. And well, Bill Russell was my first coach too, as well. So he and I have a different relationship, a really special relationship. You know, I get some of the weirdest texts from him.
Like what?
It's just like, you know, he's so like socially conscious. And then at the same time, he's so vulgar.
Like in the next
text, he'll send a picture and it's a finger. Like, it's the finger. You know, he's telling me about this whole social consciousness thing, and then the next one will be a finger. It's like, I love him to death. But you'll see him, like, again, you'll see him just through the lobbies of the hotels, and he's calling you over, and he's like, he's getting on me. You know, he watches the show like nightly, so it's fun. He still tweets, and he still, like, it's just great, man. That's the part that you miss. Like, sitting at home, if you're not part of the weekend, the proximity of players and fans, and then even, like, celebrity, you know, because, like, you know, Denzel's and Spike Lee's and Chris Rock's, and they're the fabric of the game as well, you know, and, you know, you see them so much, and then they're here, and they're just walking around, and they're... 2 years ago, literally, this happened to me. I'm sitting in the lobby. Dave Chappelle walks up to me. He's like, hey, what's up, Kenny? It's like, hey, Dave, what's going on, man? I've met him, but I don't know him. Met him at that time. He sat there for 2 hours, and he's just talking. He's talking basketball, then he's, you know, doing jokes, everything. I kid you not. It was his HBO special he did on me. In the freaking lobby.
No.
And me and a couple of friends, he was doing it, and I guess he was practicing.
He's workshopping it.
And he was working, and we're watching the show, and we're like, it's just HBO. We saw it in the middle of the lobby, my.